We interviewed Jordan Lewis. Now, Jordan has become one of our favorite players on the Cowboys because he's got a big old outgoing personality, super nice guy, super friendly. And you may have noticed that we're all producing more video content, and we're producing it for 105.3thefan.com. And you'll notice that Dawson, Kavanaugh, and the Ben and Skin Show, we've all started YouTube channels, and we're producing a ton of video, and for the purpose of 105.3thefan.com. And so earlier this this week, I guess it was last week, we released a video with Jordan Lewis, and we'd love for you to check it out. Cowboys players have been asking us about it. They've been watching that. They watched our Chris Richard video as well. And Jordan, I took him over to Complexity Gaming and to find out if he could be a professional gamer. So part one is out. We still got to get to part two where he plays the Madden champ. So that's all good. So go to 105.3thefan.com. Be sure to check out those videos. But here's our interview with Jordan Lewis. We caught up with him yesterday, and this is Jordan Lewis on how camp's going. Here with one of our favorite Dallas Cowboys, Jordan Lewis. Jordan, how do you feel about the blue-white scrimmage?
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, the young guys got out here and hit. You know, you can see that a lot of guys love to come out here and compete, and they came out there and hit each other. It was pretty good. I mean, we worked on some situational stuff, and I feel like, you know, both ways we got better.
How do you hit without really hitting? Like, what is the skill involved in that?
You just got to thud up. So we teach near foot, near shoulder. So, you know, you just wrap them up and then you let go. So we're not driving anybody to the ground. We're trying to stay up. So coach always tells us, you know, if you're an athlete, you know how to stay off the ground. So that's what we do. We always preach stay off the ground because that's how injuries happen. So we always teach, you know, tackling drills in the beginning of the practice. And, you know, we come out here and we do that. You know, we execute it.
Is that hard for guys who are trying to show something, but you also, hey, don't show everything, and if you hurt somebody, you're in big trouble?
It's pretty hard. I mean, a lot of these guys are, you know, they chomping at the bit. They want to get after it. You know, they want to tackle each other. I mean, a lot of them, we haven't been playing football for I don't know how long. We ain't put the pass on, and finally we get out here. It's kind of hard to say, you know, go get them, but, you know, stay up. But, you know, it's still a process. You know, it's kind of early in the camp. We haven't had our first preseason game, and, you know, we're just trying to keep progressing as we go.
Who stood out to you, besides yourself, who stood out to you either side of the ball?
I feel like those guys on the offensive side did amazing, man. I feel like Javay, he's doing really good, man. I mean, he's understanding the playbook. He's going out there with confidence. Gallup is another guy that's definitely going to blossom. You know, Dak is, you know, the leader. You know, he looks in control of everything. And I feel like we got a good young group that, you know, we can lean on.
Talking to Jordan Lewis on the Ben and Skin Show, there's been a lot of talk about Dak improving his accuracy, his footwork's better. Are you seeing those things?
I mean, he's a killer, honestly. You know, he's been a killer, but you can see that he's definitely honed in and he's ready to go for the season. And he definitely wants to ship, man. He wants to lead this team to the ship, and you can definitely see that every practice he comes out here and he competes.
This is one of the rowdiest days in terms of crowd. Mm-hmm. Dad, how much do you hear out there?
Not much. You can't.
Really? I mean,
you always, yeah. You don't hear him when you're out there trying to check somebody that's trying to embarrass him. So that's what you're trying to, you know, focus on, you know, guarding the Gallups and, you know, the Tavon Austins of the world. So, you know, you kind of try to tune that out and just focus in. So you don't really hear it too much when you're on the field.
So I got to ask about Amari Cooper, and you tell us if this is crazy. And obviously we know you're a competitive guy. We know that.
Yeah.
And we know you guys are really talented, and so are the receivers, but it seems like no one can cover Amari Cooper. Is that uncool or unfair to say? And I'm not taking shots.
It's early. I haven't got really much of a chance at him yet. I mean, he's definitely one of those guys that can, you know, get over him whenever he wants to. I mean, like I said, we got some killers on this team, and he's definitely one of those killers. He's an assassin. I mean, he's a technician at what he does, and he's amazing. So he's going to do a lot of great things for us, man. So, I mean, I'm excited to see, because he's definitely killing it out here in camp. And, you know, it's our job to stop him, so. If you guys say we're not, you know, stopping them, that's, we got to get on our job.
Oh, wait, I don't want to, you know, but I haven't got to see that much.
No,
and also, we could go back to the all or nothing thing. We know that doesn't work well when a star receiver wants to compete with you because you're like, let's go.
It's fine. I mean, that's our job. I mean, if that's what, you know, the guys are seeing, that's what the guys are seeing. It's just the honest, you know, opinion. So we got to go out there and try to prove that opinion wrong, you know, each and every day. So hopefully we can get progress and hopefully check it. And going up, going to the next practice.
Are you aware of the Chris Richard Gladiators of the Coliseum picture/poster?
Yeah, we saw it yesterday, and he told us, you know, let's put that in the past. So we saw it, we talked about it. He talked about it briefly, and, you know, we laughed a little bit, and he said, yeah, that's another guy that, you know, that's a closed chapter in our lives. So we definitely closed it, and we went on with about the day.
Is there any Michigan Wolverine posters that you know of that might feature you
on it doing something?
Hopefully.
Or?
Somebody asked me about it, too. I was 159 pounds soaking wet. So hopefully they don't find that about me, man. So hopefully they don't find my 17, 18-year-old pitchers. I pray to God they don't.
We're talking to the great Jordan Lewis on the Ben and Skin Show. One of the reasons we fell in love with you is because your social media is so awesome. You're a smart guy. You're a funny guy. You're a great follow on social media. The other day, you said something I want to ask you about. You said everybody is a, what did you say? Everybody's a scout or everybody is suddenly an analyst? What? I mean, tell us what you're talking about.
It's just everybody, you know, everybody has an opinion. They have a right to an opinion, but when they don't have, you know, zero to no context about, you know, whatever we're doing or practicing, it's kind of hard to, you know, validate that opinion. So it's kind of hard. A lot of us, I'm not going to say no names, but we get kind of frustrated sometimes. But at the same time, we're professional athletes. That's what comes with the territory. So, if you know, I just want to shout out those guys that, you know, think they're, you know, the NFL analysts out there. So just get them a little shout out.
But without saying who it was, can you tell us what it was that was that kind of?
It was just, they would, you know how they just, fans tag you. They just continuously tag you and stuff like that. And it's just like, what if I just showed up? Like, we talked about this. What if I showed up at your job and just started poking you and with axe and stuff like that? So, I mean, it's kind of, it gets to us sometimes, but we got to still remind ourselves that we're professional athletes. And that's what comes with the ground. That's what comes with the territory. So, we have some fun with it. You know, we just take it with the, you know, the grueling, I guess, status quo of, you know, being an athlete.
Okay, I want to get your thoughts on NBA free agency. What'd you think about the movement, the guys who changed teams, what it looks like right now?
I mean, it's kind of fair. I feel like it's balanced itself out a little bit, you know, East and West. I mean, of course, the West is still, you know, has the foot, you know, on the East's throat. You know, I'm a Detroit Pistons fan. Hopefully we can get the East, you know, back and thriving. But I feel like the West has done pretty good. I don't know so much about the Rockets. I don't know how that situation is going to happen. But, I mean, it's pretty good. Honestly, it's up for grabs. But, you know, you can never count out the Warriors because they always have, you know, amazing system. They're just like the Spurs, you know, the early, you know, 2000s. So I feel like can't count out the Spurs, but, you know, it's definitely a little bit more even.
You got legendary 2K skills. Have you used the Mavericks? Have you played with the Mavericks at all? What do you think about their squad?
It's crazy, man. Once they get those updated rosters, they got Porzingis where he needs to be. He needs to be over a 90. And I feel like my guy, he's supposed to be, he's supposed to be a 92, man. Yeah. So we're definitely going to have some fun with those guys. I'm definitely going to see what they can do on a head-to-head matches. So.
All right, you guys have an off day on Monday. What's your Monday plans?
Nothing much, really. Like you said, I'm probably play 2K. Or, you know, get some treatment and stuff like that. So I'm just going to chill out.
Off days right about now are just go lift weights and stuff, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's keep your mind on football, but just don't play it.
Same with us. We're going to go lift weights tomorrow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you believe it?
100%. 100%.
I actually hurt my back when he said we're going to lift weights tomorrow. Just standing here thinking about it.
What do you want to say to Cowboy fans excited about the season?
We're going to bring it for you guys. Our mantra now is, you know, championship or bust, and that's what we're going for. Honestly, we're trying to make a deep run. We're trying to get to the playoffs. We're trying to get to the Super Bowl. We're trying to finish, honestly. And that's what the aura is around the coaching staff, the players, and everybody around the organization. So, I mean, we're excited. I know they're excited, and we're ready to go.
You're the easiest guy to root for in this team. Thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it.